I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, here with Cody Boonder, a class of 2021 graduate from Pella Christian High School. I had the pleasure, Cody, of covering your athletic career wire to wire at Pella Christian High School throughout your varsity years. You're moving on to Dort football. Let's start there. First of all, obviously a great talent pipeline from our community and our region that has now gone up to Dort. What does it mean to be able to contribute to that and become a part of a program that's definitely been on the rise the last 5 years?
You know, it means a lot. This program has definitely been on the rise, and when they started recruiting me back in sophomore year, I was just like a lot of people from Pella, and they said, no way, I'm not going to Dort. It is not going to happen. And sure enough, I went there on a visit, and I was driving home with my parents, and I'm like, wow, this place felt like home, and I loved it. And sure enough, I committed a couple months back, and I'm really looking forward to joining this powerhouse team that is very much on the rise.
Well, and that's kind of the sway that Coach Petter had 5 or 6 years ago when David and Levi, you know, the more notable recent Dort players, when they committed, they both said, we're not going to Dort. We're not going to Dort. And then here they are. And they helped build what has, as you said, become a preseason top 25 team coming up this fall. So I imagine the decision was similar. But what was it like interacting with Coach Petter and his staff? And what about them in particular got you excited about going to Northwest Iowa when you maybe weren't initially?
So the coaches is what really bought me into their program. These coaches are top tier coaches. I would say arguably the best coaches in the nation in terms of college football. It's a lot to say, I know, but these coaches are top notch. Coach Penner, such a loving guy. Coach Nutt, the defensive coordinator, reached out to me. Coach Mingo recruited me. He was an amazing guy. And these coaches really just preach that this team is something bigger than yourselves. And with a team that's full of athletes that were the best in their high school, it is amazing to join a team where everyone thinks the same as you and that this is such a team sport.
Well, and what is your role? It sounds like defense. Is that going to be kind of what you're pursuing there? Linebacker?
Yeah, linebacker.
So what kind of led you to want to be on that side of the ball, or at least what did Dort see in you to put you on that side of the ball? Because you were a pretty good running back your senior season as well.
So they gave me the choice. They said I could either play running back or linebacker. And I personally thought I was a better linebacker than I was running back. So, I mean, the stats prove that in my senior year. So I just went with that. I love to hit people, and I love the defense side of the ball where it's more of a mental game and physical game where we have to understand the offense and figure out what they're going to do, and I just love being a part of that defense.
And I wonder a small part, too. Your dad's got a good defensive mind, and he's been the defensive coordinator the past several seasons. I'm sure that was a small part, right?
Maybe, I would say, but, I mean, he wanted me to play whatever I wanted to play.
Doesn't hurt, though, when you've got a defensive expert as dad. Now, let's take a step back. You mentioned your senior season at Pella Christian, and obviously a very unique year with COVID. You didn't get to have the offseason. Nobody got the offseason that they wanted. And you and I talked about that in the fall, about what it was like going into the year. Now that we are about to enter another football season, you're going to Dort. Looking back, how strange was it going into last season? And what are the things now that you think about in a more normal year that you don't want to take for granted, knowing that last summer was far, far, far from usual?
So usually on a non-COVID off season, we all get together the whole summer and run skills and drills, run conditioning, get in shape. And that's what a football season is all about, the summer work. But last year, we didn't have that. We were all on our own, and that was really so different. Even though we all gathered up and worked as a team in the off season, we would all meet up at Luke's house, lift weights, and run when we could and get better because we knew that we were going to have a chance, at least, of a successful season. And so running, really when you're not supposed to or when you don't have to, really speaks volumes of our team that we had last year where we just ran and got better because we really wanted to.
Well, and you were also coming off of major surgery and had a major torn ACL. I mean, that all had to factor in. Now, in hindsight, what did it mean to you to have a full season, to be able to break a school record, knowing that you were coming off of an uncertain injury and that, you know, rehab, even anything post-March was not normal?
No, my ACL and meniscus, really, that's what I tore. It really sent my whole football career through a loop, I would say, even though it turned out for the better because my knee now would be stronger because I don't even have to wear a brace next year at football, which is going to be incredible. But after surgery, I just really wanted to bounce back and have an outstanding season, better than I ever had before, because I didn't have a junior season. Really, I mean, I had 4.5 games. But coming off of the rehab, I had all summer to work hard, get in shape, get it back in the weight room to get my strength back, because after my surgery, all the mass in my leg was just gone. It got so small, and I just had to work back, and my teammates were encouraging. My parents were encouraging. They wanted me to see me get back to where I wanted to be, and it was a great season to get back there, being that senior year and everything.
Well, and what made it, in my mind, even more impressive was the workload you went under. You were the only real running back on the team in terms of having some prior knowledge to that position and having some prior experience. I think you had over 20 carries a game, and then you broke the school record for tackles, meaning you were on the field almost every single defensive play. You know, how were you able to do that? I mean, in a normal season, without preseason surgery and without preseason conditioning being altered, you know, that would be a lot of a workload. What about you kind of kept you going through that whole process?
I really wanted to have an impact senior year. I wanted to go out strong. I wanted to make an impact on the team going forward. I would say what really encouraged me was my other teammates, because they were doing the exact same thing. Like Luke, he was trying to get to a big college. I was trying to get to a big college, big powerhouse team, and we just really push each other. A lot of us seniors worked after practice really hard. We would, after practice was over, we would run extra sprints, do extra reps, extra routes, work on our footsteps and all that. So really, we all just, I guess, bounced off of each other and really fueled each other to be our best version of ourselves.
Well, and the game that you will probably be remembered for most on Eagle Lane is Panorama. And you had two special turnovers in that game and were a critical piece in keeping your season alive in the postseason. Now that you're 9-10 months removed from that game, what about that sticks out to you and that ability to be able to have special plays that kept your season alive and that ultimately allowed you to advance in the playoffs?
That Panorama game was hands down my favorite varsity game I ever played on the football field. There were so many big plays. It was freezing cold. It was windy. No one could throw the ball. Well, he tried to throw it twice, and I happened to be the guy covering the receiver, and I caught both of them. But it started out cold. We couldn't really move the ball. It was just a classic football game in high school. And we had some adversity going into halftime. I think we were up 7-6 maybe. I don't know what the score was. But in the second half, we just really turned it on, and I just happened to make some huge defensive plays. And that last play is just, it's in my head, where that quarterback ran down the field, and I came from the side, and just, I don't know how I knocked the ball out, but I just hit him, and the ball came out, and that's how we won.
Well, and I imagine that has to make it even more special, because we talk a lot about, you know, obviously being mostly post-COVID and all that stuff, you know, what it meant for you just to have that season, because, you know, a lot of places in the country were not playing football. And I'm guessing that probably makes it even more special is that you were one of the few guys in the country playing high school football and you got to have a really special season. I imagine that's probably a unique story that you'll get to tell for a long time.
Yeah, it was just great being able to play football. I was talking to my teammates because we had a camp that was just for freshmen earlier this summer at Dort. And we were all talking about when we were playing, and some of them didn't even get a chance to get a season, which is so unfortunate, because having a season, having that chance to be a senior and leading all the underclassmen and teaching them how it is to be on such a special team and how this game, 11 players, is so important. And playing football, especially at PC, it teaches you that it's not just about football, but being a man of God, how to be a better husband in the future is just, it all comes down to the seniors and having that leadership. And it meant so much for me to be able to be that role on the team and help people out.
Well, and now you get to keep on playing. As you mentioned, you're going to be coming up to Dort. And when this interview airs, you will be in the midst of your camp. You know, how excited are you to be a part of that program? And what are some of your goals going in, knowing that you're contributing to a team that might have a really special season again this year?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Dort always says, they have this saying that their momentum, I would say, is like a locomotive. And a couple years back, this locomotive was dead in the dirt, dead on the tracks, not moving a single bit. And as these players come through, they push this locomotive. It does not have an engine. So there's no way it's going anywhere without the help of the players and alumni coming through. And now that this locomotive is moving, our coach said it's so important for our class this year to really catch up speed, because now when the locomotive is already moving, Dort's having success. They made the playoffs last year for the first time in school history. We have a huge chance as this freshman class to really push this locomotive forward, and that's what I'm really excited to do. Hop on a team that cares about every single person, that wants to have success and glorify God in the process.
That's a great note to end it on, Cody. We look forward to seeing what your career and how it unfolds at the college level. That's Cody Moonder, Appella Christian High School graduate, member of the 2021 class, the school record holder now in tackles, and obviously had a great senior campaign for the Eagles. It's been a pleasure to follow your career so far. It's going to be a little bit further. There won't be as many radio broadcasts. In fact, there won't be, but looking forward to hearing some of your games and some of your success. Appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.